Here is a look at sports. Richland Center picked up its first conference win of the season with a 9-2 baseball victory over River Valley yesterday. The Hornets started strong after breaking a 1-1 tie. They plated four runs in the third inning and took a lead they would not give up. They added two in the fourth, two more in the sixth inning. River Valley plated a single run in the sixth inning. Wyatt Banker was the winning pitcher as he worked six innings and gave up just four hits, struck out seven and walked two. Finn Lemke worked the seventh to help the Hornets nail down the win. Isaac Gauld backed him at the plate as the junior was 3-for-4 with 5 RBI. Isaac had at least one RBI with each of his at-bats. Brady Dosh was on base all four times and scored each time. Finn Lemke had two RBIs. Deacon Heiss had a double and Owen Muller scored twice. For River Valley, Quincy Blakely, Drew Riedel, and Keegan Heiser, along with Austin Carstensen, all had hits. Heiser pitched the first three innings while Blakely worked the last four innings from the mound. The Blackhawks fell to 4-7 overall, 2-4 in the league. Following the 9-2 win, Richland Center will prepare for a trip to Prairie du Chien on Friday. River Valley will host Platteville. Last night, it was Dodgeville over Platteville, 5-0 in conference play. Barneveld 1-0 over Highland. River Ridge 10, Seneca 5. Also last night, Riverdale picked up a big win, 5-4. A well-earned victory against Southwestern in SWAL baseball. Eli Campbell would pick up the victory, going six strong innings, while Ethan Cagle would get the save with a huge bases-loaded strikeout to end the game. Landon Kenyon would drive in a pair of runs with a double. The Chieftains are now 6-3 in the conference, 8-6 overall. The Richland Center girls softball team picked up a win, 8-2 over River Valley yesterday. The Hornets never trailed after scoring two runs in the first inning. They added to the lead and were up 8-0 before the Blackhawks scored two in the seventh. Kyrie Fisher was the winning pitcher, while the team had key contributions at the plate from many. Reagan Shep helped with two early RBIs. Brooklyn Stokes suffered the pitching loss. It was the Hornets' second win of the season over the Blackhawks as the second half of the league schedule gets underway. Also last night, Prairie du Chien edged Lancaster 2-0. Dodgeville, a one-run victory against Platteville, 5-4. Seneca 13, Hillsboro 9. Riverdale 11-1 over New Lisbon. Judah Albany over River Ridge 6-1. And Wazika Steuben got the victory against Cashton 5-2. The Richland Center track team was at the Prairie du Chien midseason meet last night. Among the top three individuals were Chloe Hying in the 100-meter hurdles, also a second-place finish for Charlie Bailey in the 100-meter dash, first place for Duncan Harper with a time of 11:31 in the 100-meter dash, also third for Lacey Allball in the 300-meter hurdles, and Duncan Harper in the 300, first place with a time of 42:10. Third place for Pearl Fretz in the 800, fourth for Grace Fretz. The 800 run, Owen Dreyer first with a time of 2:08:10. Adeline Wirtz in the 200-meter dash took second. Also yesterday, a first-place finish for Ryan Stadler in the 3200, a time of 10:23:77. Second place for Kiernan Culver, and Ben Waterfall finished fourth for the Hornets in that event. Third place for Danica Pauls in the high jump, and a first in the pole vault for Danica with a 9-6 vault in the finals. And Devin Woodhouse, first again, 13-foot vault in the pole vault finals yesterday at Prairie du Chien. Pippa Ewing was second in long jump, second for Duncan Harper in the boys' long jump competition at yesterday's meet hosted by Prairie du Chien. Quail Run men's golf action yesterday and last night. Pat Keegan, Phil Prohaska, and Ken Nick Sr. all fired 39s to lead the league. Pat had a birdie on hole 8. Neil Mahoney, Brent Montrie, and Rich Barrancott all had 40s. Neil birdied hole 1, Brent hole 8, and hole 8 for Rich Barrancott as well. Other golfers with holes played under par. Jim Kataravic had an eagle on hole 1. Birdied on hole 2. Trevin Thielman with a birdie on hole 1, and Tony Doherty a birdie on hole 1. Dale Mortimer, along with Jim Nelson, both birdied hole 1. It was Steve Swanson with a birdie on hole 3, Ryan Pogstad with a birdie on hole 8, and Joe Halverson birdied hole 8. Flag prize winners, Brent Montree, the longest drive at hole 1. Peter Lawrence, closest to the pin on hole 3. Trevin Thielman with the longest putt on hole 5. Nate Reisch with a closest to the pin on hole 7. Closest second shot in hole 9 was accomplished by Tony Doherty in Quail Run Tuesday Golf League action. The Brewers' Tuesday night game in St. Louis was postponed and will be made up as a part of a day-night doubleheader July 7th. Milwaukee's front office is also announcing that left-hander Angel Zerpa is going to have elbow surgery next week. It will end his season. That leaves the Brewers and manager Pat Murphy looking for relievers from the left side, since it isn't clear when or if Jared Koenig will be active again. It's hoped that D.L. Hall or Shane Drohan can pick up some of the slack, but they have had control problems. One other game postponed yesterday, the Mets at Colorado. The Cubs were winners against the Reds, 3-2, Arizona 9-0 over Pittsburgh, San Diego 10, San Francisco 5. In the American League, Tampa Bay 4-3 over Toronto, Boston 10, Detroit 3, Kansas City 5-3 over Cleveland, the Yankees 7, Texas 4, and the Angels got the win against the White Sox 4-3. Interleague play, Philadelphia 9, the Athletics 1, Minnesota 11-3 over Washington, Baltimore 9, Miami 7, Houston 2, and the Dodgers 1, Atlanta 3-2 over Seattle. New Bucks head coach Taylor Jenkins didn't come from the bargain store. Yahoo Sports reports that he has signed a multi-year contract worth more than $10 million per season. He's not the highest paid NBA coach, but he's near the top of the list. Jenkins coached the Grizzlies for 6 seasons, reaching the playoffs 4 times, and led the team to a franchise record 56 wins 4 seasons ago. He was an assistant under Mike Budenholzer, and he was in Milwaukee as Giannis Antetokounmpo was developing into a 2-time NBA Most Valuable Player. Last night in the NBA playoffs, Chet Holmgren scored 24 and grabbed 12 rebounds as the Oklahoma City Thunder defeated the Los Angeles Lakers 108-90 in Game 1 of their Western Conference semifinal series. And Cade Cunningham scored 23, Tobias Harris had 20, and the Pistons beat the Cavaliers 111-101. And general manager Brian Gutekunst says edge rusher Micah Parsons is a freak when talking about how quickly the Packer defender is recovering from his knee injury. Green Bay's success during the 26th NFL season is, to a great extent, dependent on the return to the lineup of Parsons and tight end Tucker Kraft. During an interview on Sirius XM Radio, Gutekunst said both important players are, quote, doing great. In the NHL playoffs last night, Colorado beat Minnesota. That final score was 5-2. With sports, I am Phil Nee.